More documents pointing to shortcomings with Avandia emerged yesterday, and these came from Glaxo, though the drug maker didn't want the public to see them. NPR's Scott Hensley reports.
Documents released by the Senate Finance Committee Tuesday suggest that a 10-year-old study by GlaxoSmithKline put its drug Avandia in such a bad light that the company decided not to run a bigger trial comparing the pill to its chief rival. Glaxo's test of the diabetes drug Actos convinced company executives not to try a head-to-head test with Avandia. Poor results could have hurt Avandia's reputation and sales. In the Actos study, Glaxo researchers measured how the medicine affected cholesterol and other fats in diabetics' blood. They compared the results to previous studies of Avandia. What they found was Avandia raised bad cholesterol and fats. Actos tended to lower them. High levels of those substances can increase heart attack risk. In a 2001 email, a Glaxo executive concluded Avandia had lost, and senior management didn't want the results to see the light of day. Glaxo said Tuesday that the documents released by the Senate committee were selectively chosen from more than 14 million pages the company turned over. The excerpts don't give a full picture of Avandia, Glaxo said. Still, Senators Max Baucus and Charles Grassley expressed concern about Avandia's safety. They asked the Food and Drug Administration to consider the Actos study and other new material in evaluating the drug. Scott Hensley, NPR News, Washington.